Hello and welcome to New Sex Review. Today's product is the Haley 73.68 pound life-size Latina silicone sex doll from Era Venus. So this is a great doll, very different than the dolls I reviewed in the past in the sense that this is my first Latina doll. But as far as the body is concerned, it's the same Era Venus Max body that most of the Era Venus Max series come with, just a different head. Look at the price though. It's only $1,300 for this life-size doll with a head and everything. So without further ado, let's jump into the hands-on review. All right, so I'm gonna try a different setup for this video. I'm gonna have Haley sitting up for the first part of this review. So you can see the way her hair naturally falls, because when I lay her down, her hair is gonna get all weird. So I just wanna, right now, I'm gonna be paying attention to her face and her head. We'll move on to the body in a minute, don't worry. But right now, let's pay special attention to her face and head. First of all, they did an excellent job with the wig. This is sewn in. So this is an optional upgrade. You can get this sewn in hair, and it has like a really cute ombre type of wig where it starts out dark and it comes out lighter. Very nice. She's obviously extremely attractive. She has it. She's listed as Latina. I'd say she's more Brazilian than like Latina. I don't know where the divide lies. I know it's between Portuguese and Spanish, but she kind of strikes me more as Brazilian than Latina. But it doesn't matter. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. It is what it is. Anyway, so the thing about her head is she has the ROS head, which means you can open and close her mouth, and her mouth is fully functional. You can open it for blowjobs or smooches or whatever you're into. So what I really like about these heads is they're very expressive. So I'm gonna show you. If you shut her mouth, like if I, you know, shut her lips like that, you know, she kind of has more of a stern look. And then if I open up her mouth, it's gonna take a little bit of work, but you know, whatever. All right, so you open up her mouth and her eyes open and she has like a surprised look on her face. But her look, the teeth, the tongue, it's all anatomically correct. So you can give her kisses, you can you know, stick your dick in there, whatever you're into. Now, she does not have the follow me eyes. So it is what it is. These are the eyes she comes with. Now, in previous reviews, I put follow me eyes into the doll so the eyes would follow you. I didn't do that for this one. So that's why she's just kind of staring off into space. I do recommend the follow me eyes. You can get those at the dollhouse. But anyway, so there's not much else to the head. She's very lovely. Very lovely. I prefer Celestina. She's my waifu for life, obviously. But I mean, Haley's not bad looking. Okay, so here is Haley on her side. I can show you the kind of the bird's eye view top down, but I just wanted you to appreciate her body from this angle. Now, this is the standard Era Venus Max series body, but it's in a tan skin complexion. So previously, I've reviewed this body before, I believe with the, man, I can't remember the name of the doll. Anyway, I reviewed this body before. So as far as like how it feels and the quality, I've already reviewed it, but I reviewed it in like the standard fair skin tone. Now this is a tan skin tone. So it is darker. Like it's noticeably darker, but I am noticing that the detail is coming through better on the camera because of the dark skin. Because cameras for some reason don't like light colors, they get washed out. So the darker skin tone, you can easily see the veins and you can even see the faint difference in the areola around the nipple. So really impressive. But anyway, let's talk about this body. So the body's great. It's very voluptuous. Her hips are a little wide. She's got a big ass, nice natural feeling boobs. Let me give you the jiggle. So they're very soft and firm. They feel totally natural. Era Venus's quality is really good. So, you know, what I really love about Era Venus though, it's not the boobs, it's not the vagina. A lot of dolls and toys can simulate the real thing when it comes to the sexual parts. It's everything else. So Era Venus have a like composite material. You can feel ribs. I can feel her ribs. I can feel her ab muscles. Like it's not just rubber in the shape of a woman. It actually feels like a real person. So when you're squeezing her boobs, they feel like boobs.
when you're, you know, when you're poking her tummy, it feels like you're poking a tummy. You can feel her ribs, you can tickle her, you know. She's not going to respond because she's a doll, but she feels real. She feels real. All right, so here's the money shot, for lack of a better word. See how I can move the table around to move the camera? We can get different angles this way. So this is my new setup for these doll reviews. Anyway, so you can literally see down her vagina hole. It's anatomically correct. You got the clitoris, you got the labia, you got the inner texture inside of her vagina. Her butthole is the same way, anatomically correct. You got, like, it's even got color. Like, you can actually see, you can even see, like, the wrinkles around the labia and the little details. I'm telling you, it's really good. It feels real. It's I don't know, like, I don't have anything to complain about. AeroVenus have really good quality. For the price, it's really amazing what they're able to accomplish at the price point that they offer. I honestly can't think of another brand that offers this level of realism, because I've never actually seen a doll that has, like, the composite material where it feels like a real woman. And then you have, like, the detail in the skin. Like, again, you could see the dark skin's making this easier to see. Look at the detail in the skin. You can see the veins. You can see all kinds of stuff. Like, the imperfections, what makes it look and feel real. It looks real. It feels real. Everything is great. So anyway, I'm going to flip her over. You can see her ass. I have Haley kind of on her side to show off her ass. I could put her in the doggy style position, but this desk isn't very big, and the doggy style position is going to be a little awkward. So I'm going to try this. The whole point is to show the butt, and I think this adequately shows it. Now, again, you can see the detail. You can actually see, like, hopefully this is coming through on camera. You can actually see the material change right here. You can see where I'm dragging my finger. So beyond that, like, in this darker part, it feels like muscle. You can feel skin. You can feel muscle. It feels like a thigh. So this is a very realistic thigh right here. Now, once you get into the lighter part, it gets squishy. And this is where it's like a butt. So again, AeroVenus, really amazing job on the detail. She even has freckles on her butt cheeks. So, you know, again, she's like Brazilian. She likes to, you know, sunbathe and whatever. So let's do the spank test. All right. So we're just going to warm it up. See that, the jiggle? Now, it's not, I remember complaining about these dolls back in the day, and their butts were too squishy. They were like boob flesh. They solved that problem a long time ago. This is squishy, but it's not too squishy. It's not like a boob. It feels like a nice butt. Like, she's not flexing her butt cheek muscles, so it's squishy and spankable, which is perfect. That's exactly what you want. Everything feels great. Like, AeroVenus have basically locked this down. The bodies feel perfectly perfect. It's really just about preference. So this is the AeroVenus Max body. All the AeroVenus dolls that have the 76-pound body. Like, if you pull up AeroVenus, go to the Max series, look up all the dolls, you'll see a lot of them have the same body weight, which is like 76 pounds. Those dolls all use the same body. So this is a tan version of the standard AeroVenus Max body, but it's really good. Okay, I have no complaints about this body other than the hips are pretty wide. It doesn't fit in my ottoman, so it's not like my ideal body. I'd like something a little bit narrower so it could fit in my storage. And I also really like the Doris body that has the arms. This one doesn't have arms. But other than that, the body's great. And the detail, just the feel of it, is really just unsurpassed, especially at the price point. So that's really all I have to say about the body. This doll's amazing if she's your type, okay? If you're into Latinas or Brazilian chicks, and then Haley's for you. Now, you know, that's really all it comes down to. So pick the waifu that works for you. When AeroVenus first started this series, they only had like 4 heads. Now they have like a whole bunch of heads, all different kinds of stuff. I reviewed the Thea head not too long ago, which I really love. They're really, really stepping up their game. Haley is gorgeous. The body is great. The feel is amazing. I have no complaints about AeroVenus whatsoever. Everything is great. And the price is amazing. It's under $1,500. And I actually just got an email today. The heads are on sale for $200. Now, I don't know if this is like a Chinese New Year thing. You may want to jump on that now. And also join their mailing list because they offer, you know, periodic sales. But the heads are on the sale for only $200 each. And if you have multiple heads, you could swap them out with your waifu and basically have multiple waifus. Because, you know, like you just transform the whole doll by swapping the head. You know, or maybe you have like a dual hand waifu that can take her head off normally. And then there you go. There you go. Anyway, that's really all I have to say about Haley. Excellent doll, very affordable for what you're getting. This is a life-size doll. It feels real. It looks great. She's gorgeous. It's all about preference. If you like Hispanic, Latina, Brazilian girls, then Haley is your girl. If you like Asian girls, maybe Thea, maybe Kelly. There's other dolls that could fit your preference, whatever you're into. But Aerovenus is great. Pretty much just look down the website and find a doll that kind of speaks to you, that, you know, tickles your pickle for a nickel, and put in an order. I have a coupon code. They're also on sale. They have a sale going on right now, probably due to Chinese New Year, where you can get the heads for very cheap, and the dolls are already pretty affordable as well. So you really can't go wrong with Aerovenus. Anyway, thank you, Aerovenus, for sending me Haley. And that's really all I have to say. Make sure you use the coupon code, save a little bit of money, check the website, get whatever waifu you're interested in. They're all great. That's all I have to say. This is Turtle Flea Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.